biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. On today's program, working with your bank to restructure your mortgage doesn't mean your home won't be foreclosed on. That's exactly what happened in a local case. I'll talk about that later. And the medical marijuana law in Michigan set to undergo some statewide changes. I'll talk to the legislator who's spearheading the effort to set some new guidelines, something medical marijuana advocates are not happy about. But first, state lawmakers this week touring the proposed site of a second Detroit to Windsor Bridge. It's an issue that's been generally off the headlines while lawmakers are away for the summer, but the Governor Snyder-backed plan continues to move forward. To talk about the site visit and where the bridge project stands, I'm joined by Republican State Senator Mike Knopfs. Welcome to the program, Senator.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
Now, you were on the trip to this proposed site this week. What exactly did you see, and has it changed your view on the project?
Well, a couple things is, first of all, obviously it's very advantageous to be able to see firsthand what everybody's talking about when they come to committee and they make these arguments for and against the bridge and different elements that are involved and variables that are considered in deciding the issue. But it was very good. I can tell you that in looking at, if you had no variables or any personnel involved, the layout of the new proposed bridge, not the twin span of the Ambassador, but the other one that Canada wants to build, would make more sense in the way of traffic safety, ease of use, easy on, easy off I-75 and onto the 401, and no stoplights, which was really eye-opening because when you go over the Ambassador and you'd get dumped right down into Windsor, and then you take the route to try to get to the 401, you do have some congestion, a lot of city traffic, and there are a lot of trucks, and it makes it pretty hard where the new proposed one is being looked at. It'd really be a lot easier to use. So that gave me a good reference of mind when they're talking about the two concepts.
You know, the Canadian government is just so eager to proceed with this project, even offering to put up Michigan's $500 million portion. Do you see any potential downside to moving ahead with a deal like that?
Well, you know, I asked him towards the end of the trip, the field trip that we had. We talked to the Canadian officials over in Windsor, and I flat out asked him, I said, okay, you're going to put up the $550 million. That's to build our plaza, basically, on our side of the bridge. And then private financiers will finance the bridge and build the bridge. And then on their side, obviously, they're doing a whole different route to connect 401 and getting some land acquisition and other things. And so I asked them flat out. I said, okay, if you're putting up the $550 million for us, okay, appreciate that. But what happens if we get, obviously, a bridge authority, a third party, and there are cost overruns on the proposal of the bridge or change orders that need to be made, and it costs more than what you thought and or the investors thought they were going to put up? Who's going to be on the hook for it then? And they said ultimately they would require a surety and or bonds for any cost overruns, but in the end, even if that didn't work, they themselves would be on the hook for that, the Canadian people, Canadian taxpayer. And I said the other part is if we have a bridge authority and, you know, they want to do something else and they want to change some things, they don't have to come back to the legislature, obviously, and who would take care of those cost overruns? And again, he said the Canadian government would do that. And it's just, I got to wait and see, and when legislation, the proposed agreement, and the final form of it, and make sure that Michigan taxpayers are not going to be on the hook for any of the money if we went with that route.
And that's, in fact, the claim of those supporting the project.
Right.
And I guess you and other lawmakers are a little skeptical of that of that claim. I mean, a project that in total could run close to $4 billion, it seems very unlikely that state lawmakers or state taxpayers would avoid paying anything for it.
That's the hard part to believe. You know, your mom always said nothing's for free, and be skeptical if someone says it. And that's obviously the way a lot of us are looking at it. But on our side of the proposal, you have just the plaza, it's $500 million. And then on their side, well, escalates the cost more than the bridge. A bridge is about $1 billion, and then they're doing, it looks like, to be about $1 billion worth of new routes and traffic lanes connecting the 401. So they were going to do that anyway. Matter of fact, I was amazed at how much progress they've made in moving forward to that. They're not waiting for that decision to be made. They're actually acquiring the land and mm-hmm. and starting to make those moves to have that intermogul and/or what do you want to call it, service drive after you get off the bridge and go out to the 401. So they really have put a lot of money up already for.
It sounds like they're almost ready to have the project go through. In fact, they're anticipating that it will be passed. I'm talking to Republican State Senator Mike Knopfs. You know, which brings to question the Maroon family's proposal to build a second bridge on their own term.
Right.
Is that proposal? Is that idea pretty much dead at this point?
That's another question that I asked over there, because the mayor did come from Windsor, and I said, about the second span, are you opposed to that, or, in fact, are you just no way going to let that happen? He said, no, that's not our position at all. As a matter of fact, all we're going to do is put them through the same process that the Canadian government and the provincial government had to go through for their proposed and land acquisition that they're doing to be able to do the second span for themselves. And I said, so you're not saying that Mr. Maroon, if he wants to build a second span, would ultimately, right up front be turned down? He said, no, they go through the process, and we understand that he's initiated that process. When it gets going, mm-hmm. we'll start doing the same process we did for the other one. And, the best of both worlds is to have two new bridges, a second span and another bridge.
Well, the ambassador is over 80 years old, and it's undergoing redecking work right now. Is your sense, then, that there's no question that there will be a second bridge built, considering the state of the ambassador bridge?
I believe there is. The question is, obviously, is it a second span, or is it the public-private partnership between the Canadian government and the state of Michigan? And, we did stop on the Ambassador Bridge right in the middle of it and looked at the renovations going on there. They obviously are updating their span and doing a nice job. And I think what's really, really sad about the whole project is that MDOT and the Maroon family have not been able to get together and connect, and the money that the state of Michigan has already spent just to help him with the connection to his bridge in the plaza has been, because of this fight, hasn't been going on where 5 years ago, it was all a go. And so it would be nice that if MDOT and Mr. Maroon and his family got together and completed the improvements to the access and the entryway onto the Ambassador Bridge, whether it be the original span or the second span. And I hope that does continue. I hope that is accomplished. And so mm-hmm. that would help the public, too, because, right now, even if you build a new bridge, it'll be 5-6 years. And it'd be nice to be able to have that easier connection and working with the Ambassador Bridge and MDOT working with them and being partners and mm-hmm. For the public safety and the motoring public, to be able to travel safely.
Are things now then being set up for this to be pushed into an actual vote and a plan to pass this fall?
I believe that's probably true. I know our committee will be holding a lot more hearings. The process is very important to the chairman, Senator Colwell. And I know that he wants to give everyone and most everyone the opportunity to be able to come and testify for or against either proposal. And then I think at some time during this fall that we will probably have a vote on it to send it to the full Senate. And then I think there will be a vote on the Senate. And if it passes, send it over to the House and let them start their hearings and do their thing, too. So, yes, to answer your question, I think there will be a vote on it.
Now, I'm guessing the political pressure for the Maroon family is going to increase dramatically then if it looks like this alternate bridge is going to go forward. Do you expect that to be a contentious issue then when it comes to actually choosing which of these two to proceed with?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's been contentious already. And, before we left for break, there were ads running in my district about contact Senator Knopfs, telling him you don't want to be on the hook for $100 million. In looking at that number, is that number really a reality? I don't see it myself personally that there's $100 million involved or a thing, but obviously I want to check that in the legislation to make sure there isn't, and if there isn't, then I think that we can go ahead and have a vote and decide up or down on the issue.
Republican State Senator Mike Knopfs, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael. Coming